Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Nun Hey, and we continue here in Elu Treifas. We are on Nun Dalet Amud Beis as we continue all the different elements. We started with the second Mishnah yesterday. We had Elu Ksheros Bebehema, so we are still in Elu Treifas, but now we are in Elu Ksheros also. Those that are not considered Treifa, we had the Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What was Bedafka, Elu Treifas or Elu Ksheros, with the Nafkamina being Rav Masna, about dislocation, right? Which one is Meduyak and which one we're supposed to be motzi something from, and then we spoke about what is chisaron in different limbs. We had the Mishnah, remember, because that's what we're talking about right now, ad kama techsar, right? The Mishnah said, the following are ksheros, nikva gagera soshinistika, and I said, ad kama techsar, how much can be missing in order for it to be okay and not be a treif, from shingam lialomer, ad ki isar ho italki. Up until the size of an Italian isar, right? That was the what's called nechsar or chisaron. So now we're in the Gemara on Nun Dalet Amud Beis, about 10-12 lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Yosi, Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman says Rav Nachman. Rashi says that this is going back on the machlokes that we had earlier from the Mishnah in Maseches Ahalos. Tosfos argues on that. Tosfos has a different pshat, but we'll go with Rashi pshat. Right? Look at Rashi for a moment. In the Rashi Kisela, Hecha the Shir Rabbanan Kisela, wherever the Rabbanan estimated that the Shir is going to be the size of a Sela, a coin, Kigon, Gabe Plukta, De Shidra Vigolgolas. Like we had quoted earlier, the spine and skull, machlokas beishamay beisilal, how much, we know it, you don't need an entire human body to create tumas ohel, even if one has spine or head, some other part of the body that symbolizes and captures the essence of a person, so to speak. Right, we know that Kizai's dam is also bimetami ba'oel. Fascinating machlokas tanoim, not for us now, but Kizai's dam from one mace, could you have Kizai's dam from two mace combined? Right, is that metami ba'mace or not? Machlokas, I think, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. So all of again, we don't always get to talk about so much lumdus of Tumas Ohel. There's no Gemara on it. But whenever it comes up, it's good to just to note it. But Rav Nachman here says, according to Rashi, again, Rabbi Shammai says, if you're missing Mali, Bakdeach, Beishelo says, Kadeshi Natam Nachavi Yamus, and then we had Vachin Latrefa, we had earlier. So, says Rav Nachman now, Kisela, Kiesar Mikisela. When it says Kisela, if it's missing a Sela, that's, if it's exactly a Sela, it's Ki'ilu, it's missing more than a Sela. Ki'isar, ki'yesar, mi'ki'isar. Whenever it gives the shear, you put it with what's more. Isar, if it's exactly an Isar, you treat it as if it's more than an Isar. If it's a Sela, you treat it as if it is more. Alma, kasavar of Nachman, what do you see from here? Ad, velo ad bechlal, it must be Rav Nachman holds up until and not including. Whenever we say ad, right, it's a general question, it comes up in a few places in Shas. The Gemara Maseches Brachas in the fourth parak, some are familiar with that. So ad velo ad bechlal, why? Up until in Sela is kosher, but not including. Because Sela is considered ki'ilu, it's more, and that would already be a treifa. So, by animals. And it also would not be, right, the opposite, as we said, by Tumas Oel. So, ad v'lo ad bechlal. We're Rashi explains this on the first couple of wide lines. Ki'isar, ki'yesar, mi'isar. Gami masisa, detana kama techsar, v'neima dakati k'shera. How much can be missing? And up until that point, we can still say it's kasher. Taha gabi elu k'sheros kaimina. Because we're talking about, we're going on the line of the Mishnah Veluk Sheros, Viktani ad kama kishera b'chisaron ad ki isar. It's kosher until that. Vikiva dahavi ki isar, haryu ki yeser, miki isar, v'treifa. And if once it reaches that point, so that it's treifa. So ad, velo ad bechlal is kishera. Up until this shear, it is kosher. The shear, and beyond, is treifa. So that's how the Gemara is bedayik ad velo ad bichlal, according to Rav Nachman. So is that something that we always say? So Eisei Rav Rav Nachman, Rav asks from Rav Nachman from the following line, the Mishnah about Chevel, Mishnah in the 19th parak in Maseches Kelim. Chevel hayotze benamita, if one has a rope. Right, in the days of old, remember from Maseches Sanhedrin, there are different types of beds. So one has a rope going around the bed, and that kind of holds up the mattress. What we would call, I don't know if we would call it a mattress, but whatever they used to lie on. So they used to rope, and sometimes there was a little extra rope. So they used to put, it was attached, and it lay on the floor, attached to the bed. So the question is that rope considered attached to the bed? if the rope becomes tameh, does the bed become tameh, and vice versa. So says the Mishnah, up until five tfachim, that it's not inherently chashav. What could you use for a rope with less than five tfachim? It's very little. So tahar, so we say it is too small to do anything, and therefore it's not part of the bed, and even if the bed becomes tameh, the rope, this little extra piece, stays tahora. So my lav chamisha kilamata, doesn't that mean five? If it's exactly five, it's also considered small, and then it will be advaad v'chlau, up until and including five, and that will be akasha on Rav Nachman. Lo, chamisha kilamata, no, you could say exactly the same thing. Up till five is tahar, five and above is tamei, and therefore it can still work according to Rav Nachman. That's the first line of the Mishnah. Why would they have a rope? So, what I just said is that it's just a little extra, but at least you used it for something. What purpose would you use a rope for at the edge of your bed if it was long enough? Rashi. Rashi says right here, Shebo koshrin es hapsachim zecher lepesach mitzrayim. Wow. They used to tie animals as a zecher. Right, we know from Parshas Bo, right? Take Mishku Kehu and take it on the 10th and have it tied up for a couple of days. So Mishku Kehu, Rashi says they used to do that. Kosher es apsachim zeichel es yis Mitzrayim lepesach Mitzrayim dechsev isru chag ba'avosim ad kanozo esbeach isru from a lashon of tie v'ksev v'hoya lechem l'mishmeres ubo mishal shalin es amita. And also they used to pull the bed with it. But Rashi quotes this unbelievable minug that they used to tie the Pesach zecher. Zecha the Pesach. If you look at Tosfos does not quote this. Tosfos is not here, but Tosfos is in Baba Kama on Daf Pei Amin Aleph, where the Gemara there at the end of Perek Meruba discusses the Migros Gedolos Pli Shmos, where Tosfos there discusses the Takanos of Yoshua ben Nun when they came in to Eretz Yisrael, and it also discusses the Gzera that one is not allowed to raise Behemoth Dakas in Eretz Yisrael. One is not allowed to be a Hamadaka in Israel. Says the Gemara, Kishem Sha'amru Imagadlam Imadaka, Kachamru Imagadlam Chayadaka. That's the Gemara in Baba Kama, that pay Ahmed Aleph. So there, Tosfos quotes, so what they used to do, they used to keep them inside. They used to tie them to their beds. Right? The only Isser was the grazing. They're going to be outside. They're going to steal. They're going to graze on other people's lands. But, says Tosfos, it was the derech to keep them inside, and that wasn't a violation of the Gzera. Tosfos says, "V'lav dafka naka kosher el orcha demilsa naka shedarkan hayalikshar behema daka lakari amita kida amar be'elu treifus chevel yotze ben amita ad tisha tvachim." That's girsa tisha tahar upir sham bekuntris shebekacha yeroy lakshar behema daka lakari amita kidesiv izrachai b'avosak adam esbeach. See, it doesn't have the girsa of Pesach. She kosher akar b'nis lakari amita she yivu lakaris of esbeach inami. Naka kashru, that a different shot why it says kashru there, but that's Tosfos, that's what the Rambam also says. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah Sekelim also says, does not mention Karban Pesach at all. Again, it's interesting, we have all these chashos of being makdish bachutz, right, by the Seder. We don't point to the Pesach. We point to Matzazu and Marazu, we don't point to Pesach, because we're worried that people are going to think Nira kemakdash kachem bachutz, and also the minhagim of not having tzli in certain forms at the seder, right? Not having a certain types of prepared meat. So all of that is also about the Nira kachem bachutz. But again, Rashi quotes this minhag here of Pesach. But again, this is it's a minhag to remember. The fact that the sheep were tied up to the bed, right? That's one of the bases for the fact that we call it Shabbos HaGadol, because that was the day, that was the original reason, the tour, that they took it 4 days before, and it was the God of the Egyptians, and they didn't do anything to us, so the Nes happened on the 10th, which happens to be Shabbos, the year that they went out of Mitzrayim. The Chizkuni has a larger framework of how he views all of the Nisim. I don't know if this one has it, but the Chizkuni goes through every detail of Karban Pesach and goes through how each of the Prate HaHalacha of Karban Pesach has to do with showing the Egyptians that their God is not a God. And that's why, first and foremost, obviously tying it to the bed and letting it bray, if that's what those animals do, that's what the sheep does, and bear, right? So if one does that, So then you hear it all night, and they hear their God tied up. And what else does one have to do? The Chizkuni says, you have to roast it. You can't cook, you have to roast it. When somebody's having a barbecue on the block, everybody knows. Everybody knows if somebody's having the barbecue, because that's what it is. What if somebody, and the dafka do it bein harabayim. Bein harabayim, because that's when everybody's coming back from work late in the day, so everybody could see what's happening. Right? That's what the Vichu Isselav Esavos. I'll just read some of the Chizkuni. It goes through the whole parak here, parak Yud Beis in Bo. Ayde Shemazel Tle Haya Yerasam Ubiglalo Haya Odin Litzon. Atem Tikhu Yerasam Biyetchem Vlotie Lachem Michos Lakev. They won't be able to say anything. And he says that's why you have to roast it whole. Set tamim shelo yuchal hayudi lokachas balmum he shamei ben amitzri velomar. Right, you have to take a tamim. Right, you can't take a balmum. The Jew can say to the Egyptian, "Oh, you're not going to use this anyway for your God. Oh, it's a balmum." No. Take a tamim. Ein zeh ra'u lechem in lach pidalav shu balmum the cave of azake. No tamim shemiyakrin oso lavodasam afal pikein ein li ramehem. And then he continues again some of the later details. Take the blood, put it on the door, right? Shouldn't nothing in hiding, so they see what it is. Al habatim and bachlos abasa balaylaze tzliyeh shehi recho kolech holech v'nodef. Bechotman shel mitzriim v'yedu sha'atem ochlim es yirasam al merorim, and you put some maror on it. Calls that derech bizayon sheyochluhu im davar ra umar v'lo im davar chashuv umatok. And al tochlemenu na, as we just said already, v'lo sasiru, don't leave any over. V'kach l'tochlo oso klomar derech chol ubizayon v'lo kishar kachim sheochlun oso derech kavid. Right, eat it in a very hurried manner, not like kachim, which is lamashcha. And he quotes some more of the details. That's a fascinating chizkuni that he talks about every detail, right? Including putting it on the bed, as Rashi quoted here that midah. Okay, so again, we're still in the sugya of ad v'ad bechal or ad v'lo ad bechal. So Rav Nachman said ad v'lo ad bechal. We asked from the Mishnah in Kalim, and we answered. It could be re-understood. Tashma, the next line in that Mishnah says, Mehei v'yad asara, from 5 to 10. From 5 to 10, tame. If it's up to 5, then it's tar, it's not usable for anything. 5 to 10 is tame. So my lav asara kilamata. So doesn't that mean that 10 is included tame in kilamata? Again, if it's longer, then maybe you could say it's even not connected to the bed. It's got to be long enough to be usable, but short enough to be considered an accessory of the bed, and not its own entity. So, from 5 to 10, Tame, so isn't that Kilamata? So again, lo, Asar Kilamala. It's Kilamala, and therefore Rav Nachman could still fit in. Tashma. Next, another Mishnah in Kalim. But now we're going back 17 Prakim. Now we're in the second Perek of Maseches Kalim. Tashma, Hadakin Shebekli Cheres, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. The Dakin of Kli Cheres, right, the thin earthenware kalim. Hain v'karkaroseyen v'dofnoseyhem. Let's say it broke. Hain, the kalim themselves, v'karkaroseyhen. Karkaroseyhen, Rashi says, are the shulayim shelohem, the bottoms, and dofnoseyhem, the walls. Let's say it broke, but it can still serve a purpose, right? You could put the wall on the bottom now, and it could still hold some oil. So is that still roi? What is most Maseches Kalim about? Is that still makabel tuma? Does that still have a shame kli? So the Mishnah says yoshin shalom misumachin, as long as they could, they don't have to be supported, but they could be independent, sitting on a surface, and they could hold a certain amount of oil. So the Mishnah says yes, shiurin. What is the shear that you need this amount in order to be able to still be makabel tuma? Bechdei sichas katan, a little bit of oil. Enough to smear on a young child. Rashi says on the bottom, v'yichon l'sheifil levado below smicha dain klihein v'shiuran im machzikon shemen kedei sichas katan tmein. Right, as long as it has that. Let's just finish the Mishnah and then we'll comment. V'ad lug, but this is only if the original kli held up till a lug. So that's when, if you have this little amount, that's considered enough. If it was a larger kli, then it's going to have to still hold a larger amount to be still be considered a kli, right? You go by what it originally was in order to determine its significance now. So my lav lug kilamata, doesn't that mean if it holds exactly a lug, so then it's kilamata. It's like it holds. I'm sorry, my lav. If the original kli held a lug, so exactly, so it's considered ki'ilu. It's less than a lug, and therefore chvechsichas katan is enough. So where is it? Lo, lug kilamala. So again, Reb Nachman again is it could still be ad v'lo ad bechla. Tashma bi lug v'atzah b'revius. If the original kli was from the size of a lug to the size of a tzah, so then b'revius you need a revius halug, a lot more oil. So my lav tzah kilamata, lo tzah kilamala. Same idea. Tashma mi tzah v'atzasayim. If it's a very large kli, mi chatzi lug. My lav tzadayim kilamata, lo tzadayim kilamala. So in all these cases we say, maybe it means ad. The ad bechlal, and we answer no. It means it can be interpreted as ad velo ad bechlal. V'atanya lug kilamata, sa kilamata, sa'im kilamata. We have a Beferish of Raisa that explains the Mishnah. We're assuming it's not a machlokes. That no, each of these is kilamata. So if I have this kli that originally held exactly a lug, so it's considered as if it held less than a lug, and therefore all you need is bechlesi chaskatan, right? Enough a little oil in order for it to still be makabel tuma. So, isn't that a kasha on Rav Nachman? So, answers the Gemara, hasam l'chumra, meaning we take it back. Rav Nachman did not say a principle that's always meant to be used, ad v'lo ad b'chlal, whatever is l'chumra. So, meaning, sometimes you don't know what the source means, right? It's ad, so you don't know whether to say ad v'ad or ad v'lo ad. So, we treat it l'chumra, right? That is Rav Nachman's chiddush, right? Rashi says, "Vashmina Rav Nachman the kolhecha duktani ad zil be l'chumra vi ad va'ad bechlal kula he ema ad v'lo ad bechlal." You always go l'chumra. To Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. I'll give you an example. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol shiurei chachamim lahachmir chutz mikigris shoksamim lahakel." All shiurim of chachamim are l'chumra, except for Gris shel ksamim. We know the entire world of ksamim, of stains, when it comes to hilchas nida. So it has to be the size of a gris in order to be metame. We'll see Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Nida in a second what the svar for is for the gzeira of ksamim was. But that's the hakel. Why? Because it's drabanan. Where the whole world of ksamim on a daraisa level, the woman only becomes tame nida if she has a flow with a hargasha, with a feeling, right? And there, without that, she's not going to become tame. Meet the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan created the world of Ksamim, but we're going to be Mako because that is the Rabbanan. Dekanami, let's just finish, and then there's a number of points to talk about. Dekanami, Diktani, Allah, I'll prove it to you, because Diktani, Allah, Hadahahi, regarding the Mishnah about the bed, the Tosefta says, Chamisha, Kilamala, Asara, Kilamata. See, even within the same line, 5 and 10, so we say that it's, one is kilamala, one is kilamata, which shows that it's based on, not on a general rule of ad v'lo ad or ad v'ad, but it goes based on l'chumra. First point, Rashba says here that when it says ksamim, it's only an example of drabanan. Right, ksamim or drabanan, and it says, you see, that's a raya, but the Rashba says here, it just means daraisa drabanan by shiurim. Right, ksamim is an example of drabanan, that is the Rashba here. Venira, dedavka, bi isure Torah, could go in tum of a trefa, v'chayot sebohen. Aval bi isurin drabanan, ein holchim bo lahachmir, ela lahakel, ki'inyin sharma b'ksamim. Umasha amr, chutz mi kigrish, ksamim lahakel, lavdavka, ela ke'ein ka'amar. Right, it's like this. This is an example. V'chein nira milashin Rashi. And he quotes Rashi, because Rashi seems to say here that it's because it's Durabanan. Rashi doesn't say it's Dafka, something about Ksamim, that is the Rashba. Again, this is a discussion in many other areas also, when one has certain measurements, like Tfachim or Amos. So in Chazal, there are two types of measurements. There are the tight ones and the loose ones. Like Tfachim Shochakos, like the little space, flexible and larger, or do you say, no, they're very tight. The Minchas Chinuch talks about this at length in Shin Chaf Hei. In his commentary there, he has a couple of columns relating to this issue. Just to quote one, like when do you say, so according to this Gemara, you'll always Daraisa Darabana, that would be the Chilik. There is an interesting discussion in the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha, and then we're going to go backwards to talk about the other pieces, the Emek Bracha, Parmanshik, in the Mitzvah Ma'akeh, on page Lamed Gimel in the Sefer, by the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. We know the Sifri tells us in Parshas Kisetze that the minimum of Ma'akeh has to be 10 tefachim. It has to be a halachic wall. So 10 tefachim is a halachic wall. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quote it. The Menchas Chinuch in Tavkuf Memvav, a different Menchas Chinuch, says, Lama Sasvu Advarim. Why didn't the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch clarify which type of tefachim are we talking about? Shochakos, right? Are we talking about the loose ones, which is a drop bigger? Why didn't the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say, V'lobiru asar tefachim elu binanji shochakos, kafi maskanas agamar be'er ben daf gimel, debekos shiurei tefachim aslina lechumra, le'inyin otzvos v'shochakos. So mechats lunach liza b'tzarachiyin. Right, that's just one example of an area of halacha where we try to determine, are they the big shiurim, are they the small shiurim? The Emek Bracha says, by ma'akeh, I don't think it's a shaila. Why they didn't specify. And again, this is a sugya of ma'akeh. Ma'akeh is not just a mitzvah saseh. Remember, it's a lo saseh. But lo sasen damim beveisecha. It's not just a kiyum mitzvah, but it is protection from danger. So that's a separate factor, separate from stam the mitzvah saseh. The minchas chinuch l'shitaso. In the mitzvah ma'akeh, he says every second that you don't put up a ma'akeh, you're mevatel anaseh. And even after you put it up 2 hours later, the first 2 hours, right, it's move us lo yuchaliskon. You're mevatel anaseh. Amazing parallel. I think if I remember, he compares it to tzitzis, compares it to other mitzvos. I say, but says the Emek Bracha, Lanias Dati Nireh, Tahad Az Din Lechomer B'Shirei Tfachim B'Yamos, Ein Ze Elam B'Makam Tv'inon Din Shir. If there's a shir that you need, could go in Amo Sukka, Umavui V'Kilayim. Avomada B'inon Gova Asar B'Ma'ake, Ein Ze Klal Mishum Din Shir Mechitza. It's not that you need a halachic mechitza. D'Ma'ake Impirusha Mechitza, Elekin D'Matargim Tika. Right, what's the uncleus on Ma'ake? Tika, it has to be surrounded. Rashi, Tiksha Mishamar Mashi Besocho, Vim Kane, Nimsa the Maka Lubin and Khaldin Mechitza, Tikka Mishamar, make him in a fila. Meaning, the Ikka by Maka is the protection. The Losase plays a central role. The Nimsa, the Gova Maka Asara, Enu Mishum Din Shir, Ella Omeid Bashir, Shmira, Minafila. Vyakin Lobina Bazet, Tafachim Shochakos, Ella Stamin, Tafachim and Sumsamos, because that already is enough for protection. Again, this is a major sugi in Maka. How much is the assay, what's the ikker? The Minchas Chinuch has the assay playing front and center role. The los assay, though, says the Emek Bracha and others, other nafkaminas in terms of how much is it just about protection, how much is it mitzvah assay. Do you make a bracha on Maka? If it's just about protection, then you wouldn't make a bracha. Right? We don't make a bracha on preventing danger. Right? Maya Machronim does not get a bracha. Hagolas Kalim does not get a bracha. Tfilas Kalim gets a bracha. Netilas Yadayim at the beginning of a Suda, that's Hosafas Kedusha, that's something positive. So do you make a bracha on Makeh? If we do, there are many that say yes, so that shows that there's something extra. Whenever there's an Aseh and a Los Aseh connected to each other, one always has to ask, are there two independent mitzvos? Are they connected to each other? And if they are, which is the Iker, which is the Tafel? That's the Ramban and Kiddushin that we've quoted often. The Ramban notes that the Braisa in Meseches Kiddushin, towards the end of the first parak, quotes the list of mitzvos Aseh that are not Zman Grama, and therefore women are obligated. Not Zman Grama. And on the list, I think it's Makeh, Hashavas Aveda, and Kansipor, couple of mitzvahs, asks the Rishonim, why are these are the mitzvahs that are not Zman Grama and therefore women are obligated. No, these aren't good examples of that, because by these mitzvahs, even if they were Zman Grama, women would be obligated, because they have a Los Aseh involved. They all have a Los Aseh, Hashav HaSaveda, Losucha L'Saleim, Ma'akev, Losas Nadav Meveisecha, Kansipar, Tikachloch, got the lashon of lotikach, right? Don't take the kids when the mother is there, the offspring. So ask the Ramban. The Ritva quotes it there too. Why are these examples of mitzvahs asay shelo azvan grama that women are obligated? Even if they would be zvan grama, women would be obligated in these. So explains the Ramban. No, because by these mitzvahs, the ikker is the asay. The ikker is to return the item. Return the item. Don't turn away from it. Lo sucha l'salein. That's not the ikar is the asay, the los asay is just to be mechazik the asay. And by those, it's an amazing havamina. And by those, the Ramban says, lu yitzuyer, if it would be not zman grama, women would be pturos, even though there is a los asay. That's what the mashmos of the Ramban. because the lo sase is just there to be mechazik the sase. So you have that by makah too, related to the shiurim. Again, that's a little about the shiurim here. Okay, and a couple of other points related to our discussion here. First, let's go in order. The top, the Mishnah that was quoted here in the second parak of Kalim about how big of a kli do you still need left over after it breaks to still be makabel tuma. Tosfos here says, do you have to designate it after it breaks? What if it breaks and then you didn't think about using it? Is it automatic that these are the shiurim, or do you have to be miyachid it? So the Rash in his commentary on Kalim, right, we don't have the Gemara, but if one learns Maseches Kalim, one learns it with the Rambam and the Rash on the Rash Bishans on the side of the page in the back of Maseches Nida. The Rash says the Yichud is not needed, but Tosfos argues. Tosfos says here in the big Tosfos, the beginning, Avalam Hayat Chilasan Yosem Ilug. Right, if the shear was the original kli was bigger than a lug, being in shear gadol l'shvarim Yosem Ilay Sichas Katan. As the Gemara went on to explain, the larger the kli, the larger the shever kli you need. The Afilu Yichdo, and even if it was a larger kli to begin with, then even if you were miyachid this tiny little shard to use, but l'daito it's a kaladam, because most people aren't going to know go use that much. That tiny. If it came from a big kli, they'll use a big shard. A small kli, a small shard. But then Tosfos says, "Ein yichud a yichud." Deim derech li yachid shvarim abam mikli gadol tzorach sichas katan. V'chein nira. Then Tosfos says, "Oh, I'm sorry. V'chein nira da ayide yichud mayri hacha." Everything you were talking about yichud, meaning you designated it, you thought about it. I'm going to use this for whatever. Deheich yikablu shvarim tuma imlo ayide yichud. Because how would a shever kli still be mekabel tuma unless you thought about it and designated it? It's not automatic. The second that something breaks, so then it potentially is not going to be mekabel tuma anymore. So this is a fascinating question. What happens in a limbo time? The kli breaks for the 10 minutes that I didn't think about it. So is it still a kli, but we're waiting for the stamp of approval? Or is it not a kli, and then my yichud is going to make it back into a kli? So that's a question. And Tosfos quotes from elsewhere that you need yichud, and the Tosefta seems to say you don't need yichud. That's this discussion in this Tosfos about yichud or not. There's different statuses the Reb Chaim has in the Hilchas Kalim on the Rambam, that maybe there's two types of status of kli. There's something called shame kli. There's something called shame kli shimush or shame kli maisa. So even if something has the status of a kli, maybe it has to be the status of a kli maisa in order for it to be mekabel tuma. That's what he quotes from that in the Sefer on Kalim without getting into it more. Mishnah Sefer Yaron, they quote, also has this idea, maybe two types of statuses to try to help solve this issue. The last point also to mention about ksamim. Ksamim, here we say we go lakula by ksamim. We have a number of kulas by ksamim in the world of Hilchos Nida. So we know, as I mentioned before, on a daraisa level, a woman only becomes tameh if she is roeh and she has a hargasha when she is roeh. Right? That's the Shulchan Aruch's lashon in the beginning of Kuf Pei Gimel, the beginning of Hilchos Nida, where the Shulchan Aruch says, "Isha shiyasadami mikora bein baonis bein barasan tameya v'hu shetargish biyisiyaso." As long as she has a hargasha, miyum shetargish bo shenekar mimkom v'yasa tameya v'bish lo yasa lachutz. Right, it doesn't have to be Yosef Lachut, as long as she has the Hargasha. And the Pisachei Tshuva here summarizes, right, can't learn, Hilchos Nida starts with this Pisachei Tshuva, the three types of Hargashas that we have in the world of Nida. Ziazio Gufa, some type of body tremor, that's the Rambam. Number two, Psichas Hamakor, an opening of the uterus. And third, that's the Machlokas Achronim, the Noda Behud and the Chassam Sofer, Zivas Davarlach, an internal feeling of a flow. Many Achronim point out that in many situations, a woman does not have Hargasha anymore. Bizman Hazeh. Women don't have Hargasha. Maybe in the days of old, women were more in tune with their bodies, and even if they are in tune, just Lamaisa, this might go into the Nishtanu Ativim, that what an internal Psichas HaKever. Women might feel aching, women might feel cramps, but an internal Psichas HaKever, a Ziyazua Gufa, a tremor. So most assume that even if there is no Hargasha Bizman Hazeh, Rav Yashav writes this, that if a woman has a Re'ia Bizmana at the time that she's supposed to get it, so then that could still be, that is still needed Araisa, even if she didn't have Hargasha. Maybe she had it and she didn't feel it. Or Rav Yashav has the Lashon, the formulation, that it could be that the Hargasha is the Siman Arasiba. A Hargasha is a reflection, is a Siman, that this is it. But if this is the regular time that the woman gets her Re'iyah, then that's daraisa, right? It's not that the hargasha is an ingredient, a dafke ingredient. That's an important discussion in Hilchos Nida, which by the Shem we'll have to get back to. But the world of Ksamim is a whole new world, right? Simin Kuf Tzadik in the Hilchos Nida. But because it's a whole, there's no, right, I find a stain, there's no hargasha, but because it's Durabanan, that is why there are many, many kulas. It's not that, oh, we're Mekel, it's built in. Because the Rabbanan created this whole world, so then there are leniencies from within. So size is number one. Any other type of tliya, any other source where the dam came from. If it's on a baggage in a makabel tuma, right? One is makel. I'll get many other kulas. Obviously tseva. Seva is not a kula, just in terms of it's only a problematic seva color that is a problem. And the shear, the Shulchan Aruch talks about the shear, how big is a gris, how many lentil size pieces, and that's all. Everything one wants to know about Ksamim is Simin Kuf Tzadi in Yaradeh. Vaita, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Nitel Atzchol, if the spleen was removed, right, so the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, the spleen is removed, the animal is kshera. That is not a trefa. Nitel atchul. Let's read first. Amar avira mishay the rava. Loshanu ela nitel. Avon nikev trefa. Only if it's removed. But if it's there and it has a nekev, that's worse. That's worse. Trefa. Masiv. Rav Yosef bar Avin. That's a shaila. What happens if the shochet realizes beforehand, maybe, I don't know, they take an ultrasound of the bird, right? Is it, if somebody can remove the spleen somehow after it has a nekev? So does that make it untrefed? Right? Because now it's nital, it's not nekev. Okay, Masav, Rav Yosi bar Arvin, Yitem, Rav Yosi bar Zvida, Chotech, Me'uber, Shem, Me'el. So we'll have later on, if in the fourth parak, in Behema Makasha, the sugya about Ben Pakua, right? Shechting a mother animal and the offspring inside, using piggybacking on the heter shchita of the mother. So chotech miyudish meyehal. What happens in a case where somebody sticks their hand inside the animal and detaches a limb from within but leaves it there? Chotech meubar shibemeyehal. Or if the ubar, right? If somebody detaches something from the ubar, right, and leaves it there, what is the halacha? Mutter ba'achila. So that limb that stayed inside the mother, so that is still mutter ba'achila. That is not considered aver min hachai. That's the aver from the fetus. But it's aver min hachai. Rashi, chodem yosha b'meyai ha-behema v'lo yatsa mitocha, mutter aver ba'achila, v'nitar b'shchitasa k'ubar atzmo. Right, so the limb of an ubar, if it's detached and stays inside, is mutter ba'achila. Min ha-tchol min ha-klayos, but what if I would detach the tchol and the klayos of the mother, asur ba'achila, that's considered aver min hachai. But what's mashma? The limb is aser. Ha behema gufa shaya. But the behema would be mutter, right? They would be mutter to eat if one detached from the tchol or from the klayos. 1 second, I thought if you detach something from the klayos, it's going to be a trefa, right? It's mashma. If you take something from the fetus, then it's mutter. If you take something from the tchol, from the spleen, it's aser. What do you mean? We just said that if you take, it's the animal itself is going to be mutter. The limb is going to be Eiver Min Achai. But we just said if there's a problem with the spleen, but it's still there, it's trefa. Kasha, answer. Who didn't feel the Behema Nami Asira? No. The Behema would be Asir in that case. It is a trefa. Right? If it's Nikav Ha Tchol. I did. It's an Aresha. Mutter Bachila, Tanami Seva, Asir Bachila. But it's just parallel Lashon. Kipar get to the limb of the fetus. Bibai Seima, Nikav Lachud, Nechtach Lachud. Or Nikav is a trefa. Nechtach is not a trefa. Right, puncture versus cut. That could be a difference in the spleen. Good. The Rambam has a Lashon here that the Ran is very upset about. The Rambam's Lashon here in Hilchos Shechita, he says, there are no problems of spleen by birds. By birds. The Rambam's Lashon in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud. The Rambam says the spleen of a bird is a different shape. The Rambam says these 70 illnesses that we ask for a behem and a chayim, ishim trefa, any type of psul that is also the same limbs appear in a bird. So dino ke behema ubaof echadu. Same halachas of trefas. Chutz mitrefos shebekulia v'shebetchol v'shebeonos hareya. Except for trefas in the kidneys and the spleen, that's the one for us. V'breisha haof elo chitach onos ke behema. Okay, that's not for us. V'tchol ha'of agul kmo einav. V'eino kitchol ha'behema. Has a different shape. different shape. Right, the tchol of a bird is circular and not like a grape and not like the tchol of a behemoth. So ask the Ran, so what? So it's a different shape. Why should that make it? The trefas don't apply to it. So the Ran here discusses that on Tez Zainim Abayz, Yud Zainim and Aleph, he wonders. He says, unless you have to say that all of trefas, as we have said, let me just find the Lashon of the Ran. The Ran says, Shezemina Tema, kivet bikom akum, of tchol yeshbo, viabavi sheefshal lechalik bo, nasa hakol kesomche, vi trefa bikom akum, alefshal lomar, kivan shetrefas nekev atchol chidishu, kiva de benital kshera, nital's kshera. So why should it be a problem if it's still here? It's because it's a chiddush in lecha bo el chiddusha bavad. Maybe that's what the Rambam. It's a chiddush, and therefore we limit it. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara. Nitla kloyos. So again, we mentioned yesterday in the Mishnah, if the kloyos were also, the kidneys were also removed. Amar rachish bar papa. Mishmei derav, laksa bekol ya'achas, trefa. If one of the kolyos, one of the kidneys were diseased, it's a trefa, even though if one of them is taken out, similar idea to the tchol. One of them is taken out, it's okay, but if one of them is diseased, it's not okay. So same idea that we had. Rav Avira said in the name of Rava, and Rachash Bar Papa said in the name of Rav. Ami b'ma Rava, v'utemati likusa l'makom charetz. But what, it's the only problem is when the diseased part gets to the skinny part, literally the place of the furrow where the gidin are meurin. Where is that? Lechivra de tute masni, the white part underneath the loins, on the bottom middle of the animal. Amar ibn Chunya, shaltinu lekuli trofoi de ma'arava. I asked all the people who were experts in trefus in Eretz Yisrael. V'amruli, they said to me, hilchos akarachas bar papa. That was the last one that we just said. Diseased kidney is trefa, even though removed kidney is not a trefa. So we hold like that. V'las hilchos akar bavir, but we don't hold like it by spleen. We all like one and not the other. Velo Amran, question about the girsa here. Velo Amran, ela bikulshe. This is only if it's in the thin part. Aval besumche, trefa. But if it is in the thick part, so then it is a trefa, Rashi on top. Velo Amran, de la silchaza kavase. When do we say that Allah is not like him? Ela meaning, and we say it's all a problem, el de inkav bikulshe. But besumche, in the thick part of it, lamala, then we would say it's a trefa. Vishtayer beke ovi diner zav, the Gemara says kshera. And if you have a certain amount left that is not diseased, so then it's kshera. Rashi says it protects it. It protects it, and it didn't go through, right? Rashi says, vol yesi amachatz machalachutz, vishagana kinegdo, then it would be kosher. There is a discussion that this, rather, what does it mean, the trofoi of Ma'arava? Rashi on the top line, more hora'a al trefus. Right, more hora'a al trefus. There is a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin that, and he writes it even in the days of old, that they gave smicha for dvarim misuyamim. That's the Rambam Shita. Could be based on a Gemara at the beginning of Sanhedrin, that it's not that when you get smicha, oh, you got smicha for everything. The Rambam writes that there is a concept, the dalet ches, the yesh lahen limnos lechoma sheyirtzu ledvarim yechidim, v'hu shehei roi lechol advarim. Interesting lashon. You have to be a bucky. You have to be roi for, you know, no kolatar kula, but you could be an expert in one area. You could have a specialty. Specialty smicha. That's the Rambam. Perek dalet halacha ches. Chacham mufle sheroi lahoros b'cholatar akula yesh lo bezdin l'smokos of litin l'rishus ladun lo lahoros esav heter. Oh, you know l'rishus lahoros esav heter lo ladun dini mamonis. Oh, you know l'rishus lo lazeh v'lazeh avol lo ladun dini knasis. Continues. Oh, ladun dini knasis avol lo lahatir b'choros. Oh, yitzno l'rishus lahatir nedarim bilvad. Oh, liros ksamim v'chein kochi yaseh b'zeh. A person could have smicha for a certain area of halachas. This Rashi seems to be connected to that. Mori horos alha. Ala trefus. Army b'ma rava. Kol aposel bereya kasha bakulya. Anything that passels by the lung also passels by the kulyas, by the kidneys. Shari nekev posel bereya. V'kasha b'sharei kasha bakulya. Shari nekev posel bereya. V'kasha bakulya. Because you see, a nekev is absorbed by the lung, but it's kasha by the kulya. So that says the Gemara. V'kol shekin hecha to kasha bereya kasha bakulya. Is that to say that if it's kasha in the rear, then surely? If it's possible in the Reya, it's kosher in the Kulya. So if it's kosher in the Reya, surely it's kosher in the Kulya. Maskav la Rav Tanchuma, the Klalu, is that really true? Vahari Mugla, in a pussy area. To kosher Bereo, possible Bakulya. Right, you see it doesn't work. Pus is okay, kosher in the lung, and possible in the Kulya. Vahari Mayim Zakin, the Kshir Makvahach, and Mayim clear water are kosher in both. Rashi says, I have no idea what that line is. Loya Dana Maikushya. Tosus tries to work on it. But either way, the first line is a kasha. Aye, that breaks the rule already. El Amar Avashi, Trefes Kamadabes Fadadi, Enomrim Betrefes Zudomelazu. As we've had already. Don't compare. Shechotcha Mikan Vamesa, Chotcha Mikan Vachaisa. As we've had. You cut from a lower part of the leg, and it will be, worse than if you cut from an upper part of the leg. Umayim Zachin Ksheirim, and when we say clear water is kasha, Lo Amar El Adetzileif is really clear. Avalachire Trefa, but if it's murky, then it's a Trefa. Chitzili Nami Lo Amar, and even when it's clear, Lo Amar El Dela Sariach, if it doesn't smell. Aval Sariach Trefa. But if it's Sariach, it's Trefa. Right? The Rashba discusses whether this is referring to the lung or the kidney, right? Which is this line talking about? Hakulya Shehiktina, a kidney that became small. That became small, right? The Ron here notes, only if it became small, not if it's born. The animal's born with a small one, that might not be a trefa. It's only if it was bigger and it became small. How do you know? Whether you can see the shriveled up skin or membrane around it. That's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch too. So, Akulya Shehiktina, Bidaka. So how small does it have to get to be a problem? Bidaka ad Kapul, Bigasa ad Ka'anava Benonis. Right, the small bean or a medium grape. Nita lechi atachto. Number zera. It's in parentheses. Loshanal sheyichol lechis adi litav hamra. Well, any yichol lechis adi litav hamra trefa. We'll get to that. Nitzla ha'aim shalom. If its uterus is taken out, tana hi ha'aim hi tarpachas vi shafuchas. Right, those three all mean the same thing. V'charusa bidei shemayim kshera. If it is shriveled up, if it's dried out, bidei shemayim kshera. Tana rabbanan ezoi charusa. What does that mean? Kol shetzam karei shala. If his lung is shriveled up, bidei shemayim. If Hashem did it, so to speak, bidei shemayim kshera. Bidei adam trefa. So, what's the difference? What are the examples? So, Rashi says, Videi Shamayim means if it was scared from thunder and lightning. We call Barad V'Ra'am. That's Videi Shamayim. Videi Adam, Rashi, Shehiv Isa Adam. A man scared it. Lo HaJabari, that's not going to get better. Right, a different type of shocks that animal goes into. If it's shocked by a natural thunder and lightning, then it's gonna get better. But Videi Adam Trefa. The Rambam has a fascinating... What does it mean, bidei adam? So Rashi says, a person scared it. Rambam says, if it saw another animal get shechted, that's going to be mafchidit. That's pretty unusual. They have such das. But that's the Rambam. The Rambam says, ches tes in shechita, bidei adam ki gon sheshachtu lefaneha be'ema acheres. The chayotze bazeh. Wow. Animals know what's going on. Maybe they have a certain instinct that they, but it's not just instinct that they know somebody's trying to get them, but they see their friend being shechted. That's the Rambam's suggestion. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Af bidei kol abrios. Shimon ben Elazar says, also bidei kol abrios, meaning, or the girsa of the shita, kol abrios. It means other animals. Also other animals. So which one? Ibai lu. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Aresha koyo lakula. Other animals is like from God, and therefore it's lakula. Or is a seifa koyo lachumra. Or is it like people, and it's lachumra. So tashma, the tanya, charusa bidei adam, trefa, Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Af bidei kol abrios. Right? So meaning it is le... Chumra. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana v'Kazal b'Madbara. He was going in the desert. Ashka Chanu Dichri. He found some rams. Did some agree the two that their lungs were shriveled? Asa Shol b'Medrisha Amule. They said Bekaita. If it's the summertime, Icy Meshich Lichivri. Bring white bowls. Umalinu Maikiri. Put in cold water. Vanchinu Meisleis and leave it in there for 24 hours. Ihajin Biryam Adei Shemayim. If it comes back, then you know it was shriveled up Adei Shemayim and it's Kshera. Vikshera. Vilo Trefa. Pesisva, but in the winter, I see Mishali Shichu may bring darker bowls, Umalinu Mai Pshure, and fill it with lukewarm water, Vanchinu Mai Slice. Ihajra Bari Kshera. Vilo Trefa. So these are the tests that you do for shriveled up. Good. There's a difference though between Adei Adam and Adei Shemayim. We know in Halacha, we know we discussed this recently in another context. Even when it comes to human beings, sometimes there's a chilek, right? Important Tosfos in Maseches Baba Kama. And Baba Kama, Gemara says in Baba Kama that a rofe, a doctor, has rishus to heal. Barapo yirape mikachinitin rishus to rofe l'rapos. The only profession that requires a heter in order to do it. Right, ask Tosfos, ask the other Rishonim there. What do you need a heter for? It doesn't say mikan le nitna rishus la carpenter to be a carpenter. Mikachinitin rishus for anything. Only here. It requires a heter. Why is that? So, many various answers given. Tosis' answer. Baba Kama Peheim and Aleph. V'yim Tomar. He says, what do you need a double? Asha V'yish Lomar. The Hava Amina Hani Mili Makabide Adam. Maybe I would have thought that a doctor is only allowed to heal humanly inflicted wounds. Abacholi ababidei shamayim kishemerape nira kisoser gzeres hamelach. Right, but a divinely given sickness from within. So maybe that's Hashem wants to make a person sick. So who am I to make him better? Kamash malon, you can't. Kamash malon, that's what Hashem wants. Hashem helped create the medicine, right? Kamash malon. There are some Rishonim that seem to have this chiluk lamaskana. There's a Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Mishpatim. There's the Eben Ezra, but this is what Tosfos says, and this is obviously what we hold, that there's a chiyuv. Not only is there a heter, it turned into a chiyuv and a mitzvah. Good. So the same type of chiluk that was mentioned here. Hagaluda, if an animal is skinned, Tan Rabbanan, Hagaluda, or Meir Machshir Vechamim Poslin, Machlokas Tanoim, whether it's kosher, Farheyid, Elazar Safra, Vyochanan Ben Gud Gada, they were made al Gluda Shepsula. They said, a Gluda is Pasol, like our Sheet of the Chachamim. Omer, Rav Shimon Ben Elazar, Chazar Rabbi Meir, Meir was Chazar Bo. Rav Meir also says Pasol. Mechlad, Rav Shimon Ben Elazar, Palag Rav Meir Begluda. Does that mean that according to Rav Shimon Ben Elazar, there had been a Machlokas? And it says he was chozer bo, but v'atanya arav shemen alazar lo nechlu or meir v'chamal gula shepsula. There was never a machlokas. V'kfar heir Rabbi Oshia benosher Rabbi Yehuda habosem, the one who works with spices. L'fnei Rabbi Akiva mishur Rabbi Tarfon al gula shepsula. And they held that it's possible v'im nishar bo ksel kshera, as long as there's a little skin left the size of a coin. Kshera? Question mark. So how could he say that Rameir was chozer bo? You see, he holds that there was never a machlokas about it. Doesn't mean that he was chozer bo. Lo nechlaku means that there was a machlokas, but he didn't stand in his machlokas. He didn't remain in his machlokas. That's how you could understand lo nechlaku. Not that they never argued, but that they he didn't stand. We don't have time right now, but there is a charifus. They quote a charifus in the name of Reb Chaim, relating to the Shitas HaRambam. Right, the Rambam related to our Gemara. It's based on a Gemara in Tzmura that the Gemara there talks about. If somebody's makdish, just the skin, the hide of an animal, the Orshel Behema, is there an Isser of Avoda by this hide of an animal? If you're makdish an animal, then the Or gets Kedusha and it has an Isser of Avoda. But what happens if you're just makdish the Or? And it's a Ba'ayah de lo ifshita. The Rambam does not quote that. So Reb Chaim, based on his halacha by Gluda, right, he works out, but the Rambam sheet is. Again, but not, feel free. It's quoted, Biur Hadaf quotes it, here. Amar mar, mnishtar bo kasel kshera. If a little bit of skin is left, then it's not a Gluda and it's not a trefa. Hecha, where does that skin have to be? Where does the skin have to be? And Rashi says, because if it's a little skin, it'll grow back. Amar viyuda mashmuel al-pnei ha-shidr kula, along the entire spine. Ibailuhu to arech v'katin, what does that mean? Does that mean very thin line and long to chimitzarif la v'kasela? Like if it's a very thin line, and if you put it all together, it gets to be the size of a sela. Odilma barochav sela al-pnei kala shidr kula. Or does it have to be the width of the sela the whole way down? Right, what does that first shita mean? Shmuel. Tashma, to parsha ibn Urai, mishmei the Shmuel, baruch of kesela, apnei kalachir dekula. Right, lechumra. We have to have it the whole way down. That's all number one. Rabba barbachana, amar rashe prakim. You have to have it on the major joints. The major joints, if there's still skin there, then you're good. Rabbi Elazar ben Antigonus omer, mishum rebi Elazar berebi Yanai omer, makam tiburo. You have to have it by its, tiburo. That's where you need kesela. By its, the middle. Boy, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yishmol, Nita Makom Hashidra V'kulo Kayam. What happens if you have skin on the whole animal besides these spots? Right, whatever shita you say that it would help, what if you have the whole animal besides these spots? Nita Makom Tibur V'kulo Kayam. Nidla Rashi Praga V'kulo Kayam Mai. Teku, so there is no answer given to that question. The Itur quoted here in the Rishonim says Sveika L'chumra. Right, you don't know, it's a Sveika L'chumra. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam says, Yereli Lakula. Yereli Lakula. So both of those are problematic. First of all, why go on Lakula? It's a suffix. And number two, if it's a Bayi Delishada, it's a suffix daraisa. Suffix lachumra. So the Rashba leaves the Rambam Mesorachian. The Rashba says, how can the Rambam say, by a, what's my Rashba? Says the Rashba, he quotes the Rambam, and he quotes the, quotes this the Ishishu. He says, "V'kibesh shekem istaver de lachumra naktinan svega daraisa v'chein pasag rabbi itur." But the Rambam harezu safek v'yirali shematir nosa v'lo ivanti tama heter the svega daraisa hi yolachumra v'tzarachin. I don't know why the Rambam would say lakula if it is a safek daraisa. If you look in the Kesef of Mishnah there in Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, he tries to defend the Rambam by saying, where did he get it from? He says, V'yesh lamad rabbeinu l'tamei ozel. The Rambam wrote in Hilchos Treifas that by safek treifa, you're lakula unless it's drusa, because drusa is beferish. So maybe here, that's one. Number two, he says, maybe it's a svek sveka. And he works out how it's a svek sveka, who we paskin like. But again, that's the sheet of the Rambam in this case. But anyway, number four, Amar Rav. Kol ha'ar kulo, matzil begluda, chutz me'or vesa prasas. Another sheet about or. Any or saves and protects it and says it's not a trefa, except for the or besa process, the or by the hooves. That's not considered or. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, I feel or besa process nami. Even the or by the hooves is all considered or matzil. That could also, protect. Boy, Menei Rabasim Rabbi Yochanan, or besa process, Moshe Yatza Begluda. He has it as a question. Could the skin by the hooves help? Amrle matzil. Yes, it does help. Amrle the matana rabbeinu. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah later on in the ninth parak? Elu she'orosehen kibsaran. The following types of skin are considered like flesh regarding tumas basar or besa prasos. So you see, it's considered basar and not or. Amrle al takniteini. Don't bother me. Rabbi Yochanan answers him. Shebeloshin yachanan ishon oseh. I think that Mishnah is a das yachid. And therefore, we don't hold that way. Ditanya, because the Brisa says, a shochet, what does that
Mishnah say? That Mishnah says that the or is considered basar. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I think it's a das yachid, and we quote from a totally different context.
We quote from a context of pigul.
Pigul only works if you have kavana to eat basar, right? La'achar's mano, not or.
So here we go. Hashochet is olol hakter kazayis me or shel tachas ha'alya. If I have in mind to burn a kezias of the skin under the tail, chuslam komo, pasalvein bokaris, chosazmano, pig of a chayvan of karis. That's in terms of haktara. Fine. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yehuda, ish iblim, amar, mishum Rebbe Yaakov. Vechen ha'ir mishum ben Yehuda, ish kfar ichus, amar, mishum Rebbe Shimon. Echad or beis haprasos, vechad or rosh shel egel harach. Vechad or shel tachas alya. All these three oros. Vechom shamanu chachamim, gabi tuma. Elush are saying kibsaran, and all of the ones that have this status that it's like the basar lahavi to include even ar beis haboshes, to include the ar in the beis haboshes, the area where the aver is chutzlam koma pasul beimakaris chutzlasvana pig of a chayvan of karis. All of those are included. So all of it included. So obviously it has the status of basar. So you see that's all only said in the name of a das yachid, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan says that mishnah is a das yachid. But I could say that or has the status of or, and therefore it could protect by galuda, and it won't be considered a galuda if it has a little bit of or, right? And that's what Rashi says. This last part is talking about ochel mimenu. So it's ochel mimenu is talking about basar. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By the next Shem, we will continue.